Good Nerv Shabbos Kodesh Parsha Sekev Toshinayim Test. Torah tells us in this week's Parsha, Perek Yud Pasuk Chaf, Uvoy Sidbuk, you shall cleave to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Gemara in Ksuvah Stav Kuf Yad Alpam and Beis says, Michi Efsher L'Davik BaKadosh Baruch Hu, can a person really cleave to Hashem? After all, it's written, Ki Hashem Lekecho Eish Oichla, the Eibishter is a consuming fire. The Gemara says, no, this means that a person has to cleave to Talmid Chachamim. One might ask the following question. If the Torah wants us to cleave to Talmid Chachamim, if the Torah wants us to be close to Talmid Chachamim, then why is it that the Gemara uses the analogy of HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Why is it that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is telling, the Torah tells us, if you want to be dabuk to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, be mistabik to Chachamim. The Torah should have just told us, be mistabik b'chachamim. Now, of course, we understand that the Pasuk is telling us that there's a mitzvah to be dovek, to cling to Hashem. We all understand that a person needs to cling to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, otherwise he will not be able to mekayim Torah and mitzvahs. So why is the Torah telling us this idea of clinging to the Ribbono Shel Olam by way of the Chachamim? There's a very interesting Rabbeinu Bechaya in the introduction to Parshas Lech Lecha, and he says that the Pasuk in Mishlei says that Perek Yigimel Pasuk Chaf, that the Chacham who walks with the wise, he will become wise. Says Rabbeinu Bechaya, Shlomo HaMelech is cautioning a person to place himself in a social environment together with wise people and to avoid a group of ksilim, fools. He is to constantly walk with the wise and subordinate himself to them. And this possibly could be the answer to the question that we asked. Why is it that the Torah uses the analogy, or the Torah uses the example, B'tidbak HaKadosh Baruch Hu Kaviyachol, with the Chachamim? And possibly that the only way to be influenced by the Chachamim is to be inspired by them. And the only way to be inspired by Chachamim is if you view them as greater than them. The idea of Emunas Chacham is that we realize also that the Chachamim are better than us, they're greater than us, they're closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu than us. They have a much greater Shaychus to the Eibishter than we do, and therefore, since they have that connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so we have to have that connection to them. We are able to get closer to the Eibishter by getting closer to them. And that's why the Torah says, Ubay Sidbak, that you have to be connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because the idea is that a person has to realize that he's very, very far from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's very hard to be close and to cling to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And the only way to cling to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which is much greater than us, and who we cannot fathom, is to cling to those who are greater than us, and that we see have a greater connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Then and only then will we be able to be dovah, will be able to be clean to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Wishing everybody a good Shabbos.